Hello everybody. Hi Steve and Barbara. It's lovely to be back on the Virtual Light broadcast. So what do we have in store for us, astrologically, that is, in the month to come? Well, we do continue with the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. Now, if you listen to my broadcasts every month, then you will have already become the world expert on this thing. But just in case you haven't been listening in, then I'll just do a brief synopsis. So the years of 2019 and 2020 are dominated by an astrological feature where two planets, the planet Saturn and Pluto, get together in the part of the sky, the sector of the sky called Capricorn. So in jargon, we have a Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. This is really big because it's not just a question of Saturn and Pluto. There are often somewhere between 5 and 7 planets all grouped together in this sector of the sky. So if you can imagine the solar system with the sun in the middle and the planets all around the outside, then if the solar system could tip up from the weight of the planets, then that's exactly what would be happening at the moment. We have got so much in one particular sector of the sky, the solar system would just grow and go on one side like that. but of course it doesn't. So no, we're fine. There's not going to be any big apocalypse. Except that what this symbolises is indeed a time which is unusual, a time of severe testing. I think that's the way to nutshell it. Everything is being tested, and it's the testing comes in the zodiac sign of Capricorn, and so it's everything that to do with Capricorn that is being tested. So people's property, pensions, everything you own, accrue, it all needs going over, it all needs appraisal. You know, should I own this house? Should I not own this house? Is it time to sell? Should I look over my portfolio? Should I look over my pension plans? Should I consider the things that make me feel secure, the things that give me achievement and status? So that's kind of basically where we're at. On a bigger scale, the things that come under Capricorn are governments, political systems, anything which is a big old institution and has been there for a long while, sort of old-fashioned traditional stuff. And so we get an appraisal or a testing, if you like, of the governments of Europe, of UK, the USA. So a bigger example, right? So if we look at what's been happening over 2019, 2020, we can see that Europe and the UK are in upheaval as governments have been, well, we finished up with an awful lot of elections in the UK and struggles as the government was tested and the governmental principles of democracy were tested by the people voting for one thing and the members of parliament wanting something completely different. And so there was a big struggle there. So you can see how the testing comes and it starts to break down the old systems. If you can look in America, for instance, and you can look at Trumpism. Now, whatever you think of Donald Trump, whether you're a lover or a hater, it doesn't really matter. Trump has changed the lives of so many Americans. I wrote a bit about this recently, so I'm just reading from this. But unfortunately, it has also thrown up America's hidden dichotomies. The dualism in American society has yet to be put to rest. So when an alternative of the usual face of American politics emerges, when there is a big change in how the president arrives and how he acts, so Trump, it comes along with division and fear. So, okay, there is still opportunity for growth, but the infighting is consuming and it's distracting because the two horses are pulling in two separate directions. So your chariot's not going to travel very far if these two horses are pulling in two separate directions. So you may have industrial growth in America, but what about empathy and what about peace? So you can see now how this works on a bigger level. Now apply this to your life. So something about how you're seen in the outside world, what you're proud of, your career or something like that, where you live, it is being tested. And so you're invited at this point to go over things. And if you've got an orchard with apple trees, then, you know, along come some people to test out your apple trees. And if they're no good, they're uprooted and the opportunity is there to plant a new one. So that's a positive way of looking at it. Okay, so that's what we've had going on during 2019, and that is still going on, and you cannot forget that. This particular issue, this cultural malaise, if you like, that is raised by this conjunction and, you know, lots more planets getting involved, is big. It really is big. It's massive. Well, because look at the EU, you know, Europe is being entirely changed by the exit of the UK, USA, you know, being severely tested by Trump. So you can see that this is big. So in your life, yes, it is just as big. So pay attention to the things that I've been talking about. They are important. And what you do now will affect the rest of your life. So make sure that, you know, you're giving this due diligence, if you like. Okay, so we've got that going on, and don't take your eye off the ball. However, I'm going to go through the rest of the astrology now for March, and so we get the opportunity to add some more layers to it, if that's okay. So the Sun has now moved from Aquarius into Pisces. This is quite a change. Aquarius is a sign, a zodiac sign, of strong convictions. Aquarius has very firm mental structures. It's independent. It knows where it's going. It doesn't brook with anybody else's stuff. Okay, so we might have been in a place where we could use those strong mental structures, that clear vision, that clear conceptual vision, to help us through the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. However, we are now going to have to approach this from a different angle, because Pisces is a water sign, it's feminine, and it has a completely different way of approaching things. And so with Pisces, we are invited to dissolve, to collapse, to withdraw. Pisces is more about confusion and soft approaches than it is this unique, independent, strong mental structure. Pisces opens the heart to compassion. And so there is a much gentler sun atmosphere. Pisces has the healing power of imagination and has the gentleness and compassion to extend and offer healing. Not so Aquarius. So we're going from this very hard-headed masculine energy into this much softer, more compassionate one. So for the months of March, what is happening with new moons, full moons? So we've got a new moon in Pisces tomorrow, actually, this being Saturday the 22nd of February. The new moon in Pisces is on Sunday the 23rd of February. And what is a new moon in Pisces all about? Well, it is very soft and gentle. And it is about yoga and meditation. And it is about relaxing and not trying to go against the cosmos in, for instance, trying to organize something. That would be pretty much like holding back the tides, you know, give up. Just have a very gentle weekend. Have a glass of wine or two if that's your tipple, or listen to some beautiful orchestral music, or just relax. Get into water, go swimming, get into water. That's a wonderful thing to do with the sun and moon in Pisces. And be dreamy, sleep a lot. Well, you'll find actually that you want to sleep a lot. Do something compassionate, something kind for somebody. All this stuff is beautiful, fluffy Pisces energy. Okay, so after that, a couple of weeks later, we get the full moon in Virgo, which means that the moon is on one side of the earth and the sun is on the other side of the earth in Pisces. So sun in Pisces, moon in Virgo. And as it happens, the sun at that time is conjunct the planet Neptune, which rules Pisces. And that all happens on the 9th of March. So what's that about? Or can we look forward for that one? Well, this sort of combines the euphoria of a 1970s opium den with the virtues of Mother Teresa. It's dreamy and gentle, it's compassionate on the one hand, the sun being in Pisces, but we've introduced Virgo on the other side. And so Virgo introduces concern and worry and the need to fix. So unlike the new moon, where you've got the sun and moon together on the 23rd of February, where it's just all one side, that it's all dreamy, it's all compassionate, it's all open heart, big love stuff with nothing to distract you. When we get the full moon, then we get the distraction of all that on one side with Pisces, but on the other side, we get Virgo criticizing, nagging, reminding us that we should attend to something, we should straighten something, we should clean something. And so we can't exactly lie in a hot bath all day as we could do with the Pisces new moon. So what else do we get? So on the 20th, Sunday the 20th of March, the sun moves into Aries and crosses over the equinox. So this is the end of the zodiac signs, the end of Pisces and the beginning of the zodiac signs. So Aries is on the cusp of the beginning of the new year. So this is the astrological new year. And this is when I get my champagne and my party hats out. And this all happens on the 20th this year. So look forward to me partying then. And really, what you should be thinking about then is rebirth. It is new birth, and it is about new energy shooting out there and grasping everything and making sure that, we are ready for the uprising after the dissolution of Pisces. I'm just going to consult my notes for a second, just checking I've got everything here. Oh, yes. On the 22nd of March, Saturn moves into Aquarius, big stuff. Not for long, because it moves into Aquarius and then it's kind of like realizes that it hasn't finished off something. And the planet appears to go backwards in the sky retrograde and it goes back into Capricorn in July. So it sort of gets into Aquarius, puts its feet in the new room, if you like, if it's going from room to room to room. So it gets a sense of the Aquarian energy and then backs off and goes back into Capricorn. And what does that represent? It represents the symbolism of testing, the big symbolism of testing of structures and austerity. It symbolizes taking on Aquarian energies. So taking on far-reaching scientific thought, AI, artificial intelligence, big one. You're going to hear a lot about this in the years to come. This is big news. So Saturn takes on this masculine air sign just for a brief while and then goes back into Capricorn, its own sign again, to finish off what it didn't finish off while it was in Capricorn. And so that's all about hierarchy, testing, achievement, your home, security, the things that give you that kind of secure feeling and everything you're storing up for the future. Okay, so we'll cover some more of that next month, I think, because that's quite a big shift. This is one of the big gas giant planets moving into a new area of the sky. So it is going to change some things. But because it moves into Aquarius and then back and then goes back into Aquarius fully at the end of this year, we've got time to rebalance. It's almost as if there is a shift change, there's a sea change, if you like. We have to get used to a new arena, a new atmosphere rather. So we'll talk about this as the months go on. Let's just pack up with March before I take up the whole programme. So the 24th of March, we have another full moon. Another new moon. And this time it's Aries. So the sun and the moon are in Aries and they're conjunct Chiron. So we get a little bit of thoughts of our woundedness and how everybody's getting at us, along with our determination to be our own foot soldiers and get out there and fight everybody. I feel wounded and I'm going to fight you. That's that kind of moon. We still have at the end of the month, Mars, Jupiter, Athena, Pluto, conjunction, all in Capricorn. So we've still got four planets in Capricorn, even at the end of this month. So Mars, Jupiter, Athena and Pluto, oh my goodness. So Pluto all about transformation still. And the other four are very big, energetic, driving forward planets. So continue to drive forward your transformation and your change. Don't let up. This is the big opportunity to reconstruct and build better than you had last year. We've had a deconstruction phase. Now we need to get into the construction phase. Otherwise, we're just going to get stuck in the mud. Okay, I hope that was useful. My name is Alison Chester Lambert, and you can Google me, and I would love to have a reading with you, or a session with you, or an astrology consultation. Do get hold of me. I do have a business page on Facebook, and I do have a website, Alison Chester Lambert. And you can always find me here every month. That's fantastic. It's been great to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you next month. Thank you. Bye-bye.